Yo, what's up, guys, and welcome back to the What's Good podcast.
This is weird.
A little bit of a different format today. Obviously, with the current climate and the virus, we thought we would have to do, well, we didn't think we had to do it remotely. So that's why we are not together today.
Yeah, it's really weird. I feel like hearing you and not being able to see you is, I don't know, bro.
I miss you, fam.
I know, I miss you, bro.
We were going to try and green screen ourselves into the studio, but we realized it would be way too hard to do. And also, we'd have to talk, always looking to the right, so or Simon's left, so we could mirror the actual way we do it in the... We decided, let's just do it like this. It's a lot easier.
Yeah, this is definitely easier. Maybe next week.
Maybe it'll become a thing. Maybe the guys, the audience will love it so much that they'll demand it always be done remotely.
I mean, this would be a good chance, actually. Next week, we might be able to get a guest in, because obviously...
Yeah.
We could get anyone because they could do it from home.
True, yeah. They'd probably prefer that, actually, as well.
Yeah.
Just jump on Discord, waffle for an hour.
People not want to come see us?
Well, no.
They'd prefer it.
I'm just saying, people are lazy, Simon. If they can do something from their home.
That is true.
I want to ask you a question. Are you wearing trousers?
I'm wearing shorts.
Okay, yeah. You're not in your boxers.
No. I did that once. I am wearing shorts, but yeah. I didn't wear... Anything? I wore pants for a couple of recording sessions, and I accidentally stood up in one of them, and I was like, "Oh no!"
Okay,
yeah.
So, edit it out.
Little bulge.
Can you remember when JJ filmed completely in the nude when he had that illness? He came back from LA and had that itching illness, so he filmed a video on his second channel where he was literally in a blanket, and it was completely nude.
Yeah, I remember that.
People are weird, bro, when it comes to JJ, because I was watching your stream last night with you playing Warzone with JJ and Ethan, and one of the chat messages was, guys, do you think JJ is naked while playing?
Yeah, it's weird that they're even thinking that.
Yeah, fully.
I don't know. That is really weird. Although, to be fair, he probably was.
Yeah, to be fair, yeah, they've got a shout. Guys, we were trying to think of topics to speak about today, and we kind of fell short because, as you guys know, there's nothing really going on right now. Because of the virus. Number one, everything's been cancelled. And number two, if something hasn't been cancelled, the only thing to speak about in relation to it is the virus. So this is going to be pretty much of a waffle, but I guess we're just going to go through and talk about what we've been doing in quarantine. What have you been up to, Simon?
Oh, I just want to clear up one thing real quick.
All right, go on.
I've realised my right arm has been tensing and untensing a little bit, and
okay.
It looks kind of dodgy, like my hand's doing something under the table, but I'm literally just using one of those wrist strengthener things.
I'm literally just
using one of them.
What do you say, Simon? We all know you haven't seen
Tyler in a week. I'm holding it up to the camera right now. So now you have to believe me. What have I been up to? Honestly, I didn't want to say it because everyone's gonna be like, he had corona. I felt pretty awful. I've been ill for the last 4 or 5 days?
Yeah, because I was going to come around, right? We were going to film a few things last week. But then, Laura was a bit sniffly. And then, obviously, you had the cough. So we were kind of
safe. It wasn't a cough. It was a little cough, but it was more my chest.
Oh, okay.
Wait, is that worse? I don't know. Which one sounds more Rona?
I actually don't know, actually.
Well, basically, I was in most positions, standing, sitting, lying down, it felt like my rib cage was collapsing in on itself.
Ooh, that's not good.
No.
So you recovered really quickly.
It was literally two days?
Yeah.
And literally one paracetamol as well, and I was good.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. I was I woke up in pain, had a paracetamol, and I was okay.
Yeah. I always say this, but you get ill quite often, in my opinion.
I do. I never did, until, I don't know when
you
it
met
was.
Talia.
It actually is around that time, yeah.
Wow, conspiracy.
It's because I didn't leave the house until I met Talia.
Yeah, it's true.
So I had nothing to get me ill.
Yeah, so I'm thinking while I've been in quarantine, I've actually had a stark realization that I actually don't go out enough. Because things haven't changed that much for me.
But what's enough? What do you mean I don't go out enough? Why do you have to go out more?
I think just to get fresh air, vitamin D and all that. I should go for a walk.
Open your window.
Yeah, true. By the way, guys, so today we're doing a podcast remotely, right? And today, for some reason, the area around my apartment have decided to do some renovating. So like, there's like diggers, there's like other vehicles that do construction that I don't know the name of. Yeah, so I've had to shut my window. But it's really hot in here. Really hot.
Cool, bro.
It's weird, man. There's gonna be a lot more waffle on this version because I can't see you. I'm just talking to myself. I don't like it.
I mean, we could. Nah, actually, I was gonna say we could go on camera if you want to.
Nah, I don't like that much.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Apart from that, I mean, I've been playing a lot of Warzone.
Yes. Yes.
I was playing a lot of Animal Crossing as well. We'll get onto that.
Yeah, we'll get onto that.
Warzone was going really well. I was playing it like a lot, and then obviously when I got a bit ill, I was literally just like, I can't even sit at my desk. So
yeah. Streaming is hard, man, especially like when you got the lights on you. If you're not feeling very well, it drains you.
Yeah.
It really can drain you. And once you get tired while you're streaming, it's like done out here, because if you're tired with like all these lights on you, it's just, yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, so started feeling like almost 100% yesterday, so got back into streaming as well. Probably going to stream tonight as well.
Hey,
I don't know. It's just like the game came out at a perfect time.
Fully. It's perfect.
And again, Animal Crossing did as well.
Yeah, so I played Warzone. I jumped into a few solo games, but then me and JJ were playing, and that was the day before Animal Crossing came out, or the day of it. So Animal Crossing came out at midnight. We were playing up until then. Since that dropped, I haven't been back to Warzone once.
Yeah, see, I played it that night.
Yeah.
I played Animal Crossing that night, and I really enjoyed it, but it then became this annoying thing where it's like, okay, I don't want to play it unless I'm playing it on stream, because my Let's Play will be ruined if I like, do stuff.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, I want to stream Warzone. So now I'm in this like pickle of like, do I even play Animal Crossing anymore? Should I just give up on the Let's Play, and should I just play it for fun?
Yeah, I'd say do that, man. Just play it for fun, because you have so many videos going up. It's hard to commit to it. Like even I started a Pokemon Mystery Dungeon playthrough. I got three episodes in, and then Animal Crossing came out. And now I'm enjoying this game way too much to stop playing it. And everyone's asking where the series is at. So I think if you were to continue the Animal Crossing series, it would be very infrequently. And at that point, you're missing out on fun, because you're going to be so far behind.
True.
Tyler's going to have a mansion, and you'll be like, yo, can I get one orange?
can I put my tent in your garden?
Yeah. Bro, her island's magic, though.
Is it? I saw a little bit of it, but her every time I load ridiculous. It, she's... So Talia has taken to streaming more than anyone right now.
Yeah, she streams so much.
She streamed nine and a half hours yesterday.
That's crazy. And I saw her go live again. She went live in the daytime, I think.
Oh, yeah, but that's nine and a half in total.
Oh, okay, got you.
Yeah, and she's live right now as well. And
Damn.
She's then going to have food and then go live again. Because the thing is, you've got nothing to do right now, like... Like, it's weird because I type something in like our group chat, for example,
yeah,
and people are then like, people take a couple hours to reply, and I'm kind of there like, what are you doing? Like,
exactly. There's a meme that says something like, you know that if someone's not replying to you now, that they just don't like you, because
yeah,
there's no reason they can't reply.
Question all my friendships.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's a weird time, man. The streets, I'm just looking out my window now, the streets are just empty. Obviously, there are a few people who have to work, like, I guess, essential workers, but in general, it's just, empty, man.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you about Warzone real quick, just getting back onto that.
Okay.
I played with JJ, but it was just me and him. So we were doing squads, and obviously, squads are three in Warzone, right?
Yeah.
So it was him, myself, and then a random. And sometimes we actually turned the random off just so we didn't have, like, well... random joining, but he plays very defensively, right?
Very.
And I think me being brand new to the game, that was both of our first session on the game, I think, but I'm not skilled enough to be able to carry both of us, you know, so I can't be there saying, JJ, let's go out and let's go and, like, you know, hunt. So there's one point where he was being hunted. I think we waited out the bounty. I was like, okay, that's cool. But then we just stayed there for like 10 minutes. And then when we finally did leave, because the circle got so small, we just got shot off and died. So I think it would have been a bit different if we had a third member. You know what I'm saying? Someone like maybe...
Yeah, playing the game. Two, like, you need to be very good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't bother playing twos. Like, if someone says, oh, do you want to play just me and them? I won't bother because I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
And then they're basically playing solos.
True. How are you at the game? What's your skill level like?
I was trash. When I started, like, my first stream I did on it, I didn't win a gulag in about a five-hour stream. And I got, one kill. Now, you know, I'll get, 3 to 7 kills.
Oh, yeah, that's sick, actually.
I'm getting better. I'm definitely getting better. But I am definitely a sheep in the game. Like, when I played with JJ and Ethan, we won a game. And it was definitely JJ's, JJ was the leader that game. So we ended up camping for about 10-15 minutes.
Okay.
But we won. So,
yeah, you can't hate on it.
You can't hate on it, but I kind of just followed his, camping technique. Then another game we played, Ethan was like, no, let's chase that person. Let's go. Yeah. And I just followed him. I did what he did. And it's like, I literally just take notes of what other people are doing.
That's good, though, because games like this, you really have to play as a team.
Yeah, but you do need someone to, step up to lead it.
Yeah,
because if three of you are going, what do you want to do? Oh, I don't know. What do you want to do?
Hopefully. Yeah, what's Ethan like? Is he good?
He is good. He's very aggressive, which sometimes doesn't work, but sometimes does.
That's my play style as well. I get bored, man. I'm not really good at just waiting around, and I get scared as well.
I know what you mean. I definitely get scared. Yeah, the thing is, Ethan, he is good at, he's got a good gun skill and stuff.
Yeah.
So he is good. It is just the case of,
decision making.
Yeah, sometimes he'll shoot someone a couple times, and I'll go, oh, should we chase it? And then I look around, and he's already, flying over to them.
Yeah, that's the most annoying thing as well. It was the same on Fortnite, because, generally in Fortnite, once you get decent level at it, if you play as a team, all four of you, you can win most games if you actually play as a team, but someone will see one person, and they'll just start shooting them and ignore that there's, three more people, to the left.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing is, I love seeing when people see someone, and they always, have a shot first. And then they go, there's someone here. And it's like, where? Right there. And they haven't, they don't tag them. They just literally look at them and go, they're there. Thinking that everyone can see their view. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a sick game though. I jumped in, the graphics were insane. The money aspect is really cool. Collecting the money, collecting the cash. Vic's kind of sick, can't lie.
Yeah, he's killing it right now. Although there's so many tournaments on right now.
Yeah.
Every night, it's pretty much a new tournament.
Yeah, it was crazy. I think I watched one of his, I watched a bit of his videos back, and he was saying, everyone was asking him to play with Simon and Josh, but he was saying, I would, obviously, but obviously I'm training for tournaments. There's so many tournaments that we're in right now, you got to train for
it. I'm going to call him out right now, you know.
Yesterday,
he types in the chat, he's like, yo, anyone want to play?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And then I replied, yo, you still got a space, 20 minutes later. And he goes, nah, sorry. And then I look in the Discord. It's him and one other person.
Oh, no.
There's literally a space. So I hit up the other person, and he was like, I think we got space.
That's jokes.
Let me ask Vic. And he was like, I think Vic's asking this person. And wow. Vic has fully just snaked me.
Yeah, he snaked you.
When KSI wants to play.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's out there. Bro, my guy will do anything for views.
Wow.
Vic Snake.
Vic Snake 1, 2, 3.
Because he ducked Josh as well that other day as well.
Yeah, damn. When Josh skill level's too high. He's gone clear already on Warzone.
Well, Josh was playing on his own, and Josh just goes like, I'm playing on my own, you're playing in a pair, can I play? And he just goes, nah, ask Warz. And Warz didn't speak to Josh at that point.
Man. That's like,
yeah.
I saw you, Josh and Liam won that game where Liam went mad at the end.
Bruh. That win, I wasn't streaming at that point. Josh was the only one streaming.
Yeah.
Liam got this mad 4v1 clutch. Oh, it was gas. The annoying thing is, right, the clip that went around shows him lying on the floor, get up, shoot one, and then shoot the other three. And everyone was like, oh, it's not hard to camp.
Right, but
if that clip was 5 seconds longer, as in earlier, he had literally just killed two more people, jumped over that wall, lied down for about 1 second.
Yeah.
He wasn't lying down there camping. He literally just killed and needed to put on armor and then...
I don't think you can really camp at that point in the game anyway. You know what I'm saying? If the circle's that small and it's at that point in the game, you can't realistically... I mean, you...
And when you know there's three people in that building, it's not really camping if you're right next...
So what, you can't kill them all. You can't just jump out and be like, I'm not going to camp. I'm going to, you know, take on three
people. Yeah, I'm not going to jump into a building of three people in the middle of them. I'm also not going to run away from them, turn my back. Yeah. He won. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, he play to win, you know?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. That game is doing bits right now. Everyone seems to just be taken on streaming, like me,
yeah,
Josh, Vic, Freezy as well. Freezy. We're all just streaming nonstop. I've seen Harry's downloaded it, started playing it. Lux has just downloaded it, started playing it. Obviously JJ's playing it every day, Ethan's playing
He's
it every
obsessed,
day.
Yeah. Well, I've been streaming nonstop as well, but I've been playing Animal Crossing instead.
That's what I mean, but it's just like those two games came out perfect time.
Warzone as well, but especially Animal Crossing, in the sense that that game is such like a getaway or such an escape from real life. So you obviously, if you're feeling like alone or you're struggling, you know, jump on Animal Crossing, go to someone's island, and it's just like a new life. But it's been jokes. Like, I've been playing Animal Crossing like most nights. So I'll stream for like three, four, 5 hours maybe, and then I'll jump off. And because I'm on YouTube, I don't want to go live again because it just messes with my uploads and everything. So I end up just streaming to my Discord. Like, all the members there, I jump on Discord and stream there. So I'll be playing like another 4 or 5 hours on there while I'm watching Warzone. So it's like I'm watching you guys play like Warzone, really intense game, while I'm just like planting roses. But I'm looking now at Animal Crossing on Twitch. This game is like popping. Like, Warzone's got 220k live viewers and Animal Crossing's got 143k. That's massive.
Is there anyone huge like streaming it?
There's,
as in, does one person have like,
one person has 20k and the rest have like 8k, 6k, 5k.
Yeah, so that's mad.
Yeah, I saw like Pokimane was streaming it, and she had like obviously she's got a big fan base, but nah, it's cool. And Charlie's live now singing.
She is, yeah.
Her setup's sick, actually, you know?
Yeah, she's literally just like... Because obviously she's got nothing... Like, no one can do anything. No one's got anything to do.
Yeah.
So she literally just... It's like, why not just remake your setup?
Yeah.
Because she knows you're gonna be streaming constantly, so...
Make it count, yeah.
Yeah, like, I keep thinking to myself, like, my room is a mess outside of what the camera can see. Like, the camera can see a very nice setup.
But behind that,
just over there is a lot of mess. Like, I've literally got a hammer on my, like, why is there I don't know where that hammer's from.
Has it been there since we put the desk up?
It might have been, yeah.
Just never moved the hammer. It's so funny, like, a lot of people always see YouTuber setups and they're like, oh, these are amazing, but they don't see the other side of it. For example, my one right now, like, this is a green screen.
Go on, pull it down for a sec, go on.
I can't put it down because, like, no, I can't because it's gonna mess my camera up, but I'll peel it back a little bit. You guys can see there, like, that's my actual background. So my the sword and shield you can see right now and everything in the background doesn't exist. This photo was taken a long time ago. Even in this picture, I can see a booster box full of Pokemon packs that I don't have anymore, which I wish I did.
I've literally got like 10 euros just next to me, just on my desk for no reason. And I've got a Kicktown band just there. You know?
Damn.
Free sponsorship from Kicktown.
Hey, go and check. Well, don't go and check Kicktown out, guys. Don't leave your house.
Don't check it out yet.
Yeah.
When everything's back to normal, check it out.
Yeah, also, I guess it's a good point to say, guys, make sure you are staying at home and don't go out. Don't be one of them people who just go out. I mean, you can't now anyway. It's locked down. But
yeah, the amount of people that are kind of just like, you know, it's sunny outside, so I'm going out.
Yeah. I know people, certain people are stubborn. Certain people can be stubborn with it. But even if you are stubborn and you don't think it's like a real thing or whatever, just don't risk it. You know what I'm saying? Just stay indoors for the rest of us, please.
Yeah. It's one of those things where it is literally just a case of, they've said 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's been 2 days?
Yeah.
This is the third day, I think, or second day.
No, I think it's the second morning after they announced it, if that makes sense. So, yeah. So they announced it at 8:15, then it was one day yesterday, then it's the day two.
Yeah, so I'm just like, think how little time it's been. Like, just go in, just follow the rules for the time, and then it'll be like, I'm not saying it will be calm after that, but
it's more likely to be calm.
Yeah, if everyone did it,
yeah,
it's like, I'm sure they've planned a bit and gone, all right, if everyone follows this, it should be manageable after, kind of thing.
Yeah, and obviously, like, they were saying, you know, the police are going to be out. I haven't seen any police out right now, but obviously, the more people that go out, the more they'll start tightening up the, I guess, enforcement of it. So,
well, I keep seeing videos of people at like parks and stuff. Just sat. There's like groups of like 20 people just chilling.
It's mad, you know. It's mad. Like, obviously, like, this is just a super serious thing, but I think it's just because it's unprecedented. Like, we've never seen anything like this before. So I think a lot of people don't really, they don't know what to think of it. Because it's one of those things where when you're living through such like a pandemic such as this, you don't know you're in it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, in 50 years, we'll look back and say, you remember that, you know, coronavirus back then or whatever. Whereas now we're in it. So it's not as, I think certain people don't take it as seriously, but obviously the more and more it goes on, the worse it's going to get. So yeah.
It is so mad that like, that we're living through this.
Yeah, this is the biggest thing we will ever live through unless something like this happens again. Which it might.
Yeah, isn't it like every 100 years or something normally?
I think...
Not 100, but...
At this scale, yeah. But if you look back at all of the kind of viruses we've had or diseases in recent times, you know, like Ebola, swine flu, SARS, I guess they're happening a lot. It just depends, you know, it takes is one like this one to be at this scale. For it to cause this mass scale, so you never know. But I think one good thing, I mean, there's no good thing happening right now. But one thing you could take away from it is, I guess, because we're going through this, we should be prepared in the future now for something like this, and you know, to happen again.
Yeah, you'd hope.
You'd hope, but you never know. But it's crazy though. I mean, even 4 weeks ago, we were hearing about it happening in China, in Italy, and even then, you'd probably think, all right, we should take action now, but. Just until it happens to you, or until it happens to until it reaches your country, I guess people don't take it seriously.
There's still flights and stuff right now, aren't there?
Yeah, I don't.
I think that's getting stopped like in a day or two.
It has to, because you can't tell people to stay indoors and don't go anywhere, and then still accept people as if they're on holiday.
It's
just tough though. It's hard to balance because obviously we've already seen the economy like start to collapse. So it's kind of like how do you not. It's the same thing with the panic buyers as well. How do you not cause mass panic, but also act quick enough and abruptly enough to not let it spread? It's really tough. It's crazy. You're right. Like, the fact that we're living through this is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I need to figure out more things to do with my time. Obviously, I've got... I can stream more.
Yeah.
But I feel like I do need to do something. I've got a code right now to learn sign language. That's one thing.
Ooh.
I've literally got a course. Like, my mum sent me a link to a course.
Nice.
So I might do that. JJ's started doing workouts in the living room, and yesterday was like, yo, do this workout with me. So I tried, and obviously being ill for a couple of days and then trying to do a workout was not a smart decision.
No, you probably should have just said, I'm good, JJ.
Yeah, I do want to do them at some point, though. I do want to try and do something. You may as well, innit, if you're actually stuck inside.
Yeah, but that's the thing, man. It's like, it's weird times because right now is the perfect time to learn a new skill or to get motivated and, you know, get things in order. But I can't lie, I'm just feeling super unmotivated right now.
Yeah, I'm surprised you're not doing more music, if I'm honest.
That's what I'm trying to do, but it's just, music's a weird thing where it's like, say streaming or playing or, you know, making a video. I can just sit down and open some cards, Pokemon cards, make a video. I can go on stream. Whereas music, you have to be in like, the right mindset for it.
Yeah.
Not in the mindset. I'm trying to, though. I'm definitely going to, like, I think just give it a couple of days and I'll be on it. But it's just, it's weird, man. It's just, it feels weird. Like, the whole thing is just, I don't know what to do with myself. Like I say, even though I'm obviously at home a lot anyway because I work from home. But I think just because this thing's going on, it's kind of like, it's weird, man. I feel weird.
I mean, you should send me a song.
Ooh.
We can work on another one.
The good thing is that we wrapped up the film.
I'm so happy we finished that, you know. So last week's was with Con, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was directly after we wrapped up filming.
Yeah, so we have filmed the music video for the Helium song, which I don't know how that's actually doing right now. Obviously, I assume it's still being worked on.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that will come out. I mean, they've got nothing to do now, so I'm hoping it comes out.
Exactly. During this period. Yeah, there's a lot of CGI, guys. Like, usually it would be done by now if it was just like performance shots, but there's a lot of CGI, a lot of green screening and stuff. So, that's why it's going to take a little bit of time. But yeah, we should work on some more, man. I'll just send you some. My camera just glitched. It's really weird because I got a green screen. The camera glitched, but the background stayed there. It looked like I just disappeared into the Matrix. but yeah, we should work on some stuff and then just record it, I guess, when we're back. Realistically, you could always record. Nah. Yeah, we need to record.
I can record a rough version.
We can do demos on Audacity and stuff like that. I can try and do that. Yeah, for sure. I'm tempted to do a track.
This could be the period where we come up with a whole EP.
Yeah, we could do it, man. We can do it, man, easily. I'm gonna get on it. I've got a song that I'm like almost wrapped. It's just sounding really, really nice. I'm working on like another project for down the line. I think I'm gonna drop a few singles and then drop a nice project. Not an album, but like a mixtape style thing. Okay. The end of the year. But you know what I really want to do, and this is me asking you live on the podcast.
Okay.
You think I really want to do a song, okay? Not an Animal Crossing song, okay?
Okay.
But I want to do a song called Tom Nook.
Okay.
And like spit bars, like something like stacking paper, you can call me Tom Nook in the chorus, and then just make a song around that. Like, not it's like Beerus, not a song, you know, about Dragon Ball Z, but like a song with his name in it. I think that'd be sick.
As a Randy song or a
no, Randolph.
Randolph song?
Randolph.
Okay. Because I'm thinking we could do a Animal Crossing song.
We could, actually. Yeah, we could do that.
I don't want to take that away. If you want to do a Tom Nook song, do it. Yeah, do it.
I'll work on it. And if it goes left and if it becomes too cringe,
wow,
I'll just...
Wow, so I'm back up. I'm back up. I'm a cringe. I'm, if it's cringe, you'll send it to me. I see you. I see you, bro.
Man. Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Nah, but like...
You're mean.
Nah, I don't think I'll do it anyway, because we can do it, because I don't know how quickly I can get it done. The trouble is, like, music videos, how do I do music videos now?
You don't.
I'm going to have to do...
You don't, that's it.
I have to spit bars in front of my sword and shield background.
Green screen. Everything's just got to be green screen.
Could do, and then just send it to a more talented editor than I. Could send it to Finn, to be fair, after he's doing your next one.
My next one?
Well, he's working on something right now, right?
Well, yeah, it should be up by the time this video's up.
Oh, then sick.
Yeah.
I'm pinching him.
Actually, yeah, my main channel video, I actually posted on my main channel for once.
Hey, let's go.
I did a game show with Randolph, Toby, Talia, Jords, Ethan, and E-Man.
Super, super fun, man. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so I do want to turn it into like a series. Obviously, right now it's going to be
in the mood.
Delayed. Yeah. But the thing I'm really worried about, the video hasn't gone live yet, but by the time this video goes out, it will.
Okay.
My worry is it just doesn't do that well because it's expensive to do. So I got to hire a studio, hire all the props, pay the cameramen. And pay editor, etc. Stuff like that. Like,
yeah, it was definitely quite a big production.
Yeah, so it's kind of one of those things where it's like, I just want it to do well so that I can... Like, I'm happy to keep investing money into it.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those things where it's like, say I post it and it's like 400K.
Yeah. Well, it's one of them ones where you don't need...
A mil.
Yeah. You don't mind like making a loss or, for example, but you don't want it to be like completely a waste.
Yeah. Like, if it's not even doing well reception-wise, not even doing well view-wise...
Yeah.
And it's not earning my money back at like near my money back.
Yeah.
Like if it's not doing any of those things.
It's hard, like it's hard to stay motivated to do more.
Yeah, like if it's earning my money back, I'm happy to do it again because I enjoy it myself.
Yeah.
If it's not earning, but the reception's really good, I'm happy to do it because I enjoy it. It's just if it's not earning and no one likes it and it does badly,
yes.
Then I'm like, well, this is just terrible. Right. Yeah, it's like there's nothing good about this.
It's a bad idea.
Why would I do this again?
It definitely the reception has to be amazing because like it was so fun to do. And I feel like if something's fun to do, as long as it's captured well, which hopefully the cameraman did a good job, it's going to get reflected back in the edit, you know?
Yeah, the hope is just like, because it is the first one, so yeah. I hope people allow it to be a little bit off, if you know what I mean. Like, if there's something a little bit like... So, for example, one of the rounds was the music round, which,
yeah,
obviously, all the extra stuff is cut out. But when we were filming it, we were like, oh, what do we do here? Because I gave you guys the instruments, but realistically, the keyboard was the only one that...
Yeah, I think you would next time have to figure out an instrument or get more instruments that more of the team could use. Because,
I'd have to change it, I think, to... So, the original idea of that came from Nevermind the Buzzcocks.
Yeah, okay.
And what I realized, because they hum it, They use their voices.
But that's too easy, isn't it? Like all the songs we were doing, if we hummed it, they would have got it straight away.
Because they do it only with the intro.
What do you mean?
As in, so you're only allowed to do the intro up to where the singing starts.
Oh.
So if you're doing, you know, I'm trying to think of, give me a big song.
Anything. Big song, Hotline Bling.
Okay, so you wouldn't be able to go, da-na-na-na-na-na.
Okay.
You wouldn't be able to do that part. You'd have to do the like...
The clicks, like...
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, and obviously I'd have to bring, like, you know, an iPhone with some headphones.
So you guys can hear it first. To the intro. Yeah. Okay.
That would make a lot more sense, and you'd be able to hum and use, you know, like maracas and stuff.
Yeah, because the instrument you gave was a piano, and then you had a triangle.
Yeah, I tried to choose stuff that would be stupid, though, but then I kind of thought,
hilarious. George with that triangle was hilarious. Like, his face, like, he really, really thought that he was helping.
It's literally Talia trying to play, I can't remember what song it was, like, Thriller Michael Jackson or something.
Yeah, and no, then, that was ours, but yeah, she was playing One Dance, I think.
She was playing One Dance, and George is just going... Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. But his face is showing like he's really hearing it.
And then after he's like, oh, I killed that. Even the drum, he was tapping the drum like once every like bar.
And it was like really softly as well. Yeah. Like, he had really like measured the touch.
Yeah. Like, I mean, obviously, if someone could play the ukulele or can play the recorder, it would have been a different story. Because like with piano or keyboard, anyone can play a piano and figure it out because that makes the notes for you. With the recorder, you know, you have to figure out where you're going to put your fingers in terms to make a certain note. So it's hard.
Yeah, the issue is like that. This episode, for example, I had Toby, you, Talia.
Yeah.
You can all play instruments. Like, you're all the ones playing instruments, and you can all play instruments. So it was kind of like, what if none of you are on it?
Yeah, then it would have been a different story.
Yeah, like, I would have literally been stuck there.
With a keyboard. That's what I mean. Trying to reenact a song. It's dead.
I'd have been stuck there with people that don't know how to play instruments trying to play instruments. It would have been awful.
Yeah. It wouldn't have scored. Yeah. But I think Toby's really good at the... So we made a beat together before you did your game show, and... That's why in the game show, I was like, nah, you take the keyboard, because he's got like really great pitch and he can...
Yeah, like he would hear a song and then he would just start like playing out. Talia did it too, didn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
Like they kind of just play a note. They just keep tapping notes and then they're like, oh, that, okay, yeah, that.
Yeah,
that.
It just take a while. Like Toby can pick it up straight away and do it. Like I can kind of do it, but it takes me a lot longer to figure it out. And I'm not really gifted in terms of pitch, you know, melody wise, so yeah, it would take me a long time, but
what
I thought
it was perfect pitch where you did the "you don't like me, that's established."
Yeah, that was top
perfect.
Tier
perfect.
That was top tier. Yeah, I was hitting those notes amazingly there. So looking forward to that coming out. What I wanted to ask you is, I've not really been seeing this being spoke about at this stage, because I know the Premier League have said, or the Football Association have said, that the football will return on April 30th at this stage, but I'm thinking it's looking more and more likely that it can't, right?
See, I thought this, but then actually, I think it definitely can.
But behind closed doors?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because there isn't that many, like, there isn't that many games left, right? There's like 7 or 8.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a team like Liverpool, for example, could literally just try and get 2 wins and then go, all right, the rest of you lot, have your wins. Anyone playing us can have 3 points.
But
go
for it. The issue with that, though, is...
They won't, but...
Yeah, they won't do that. But, like...
So, every team right now could just be in isolation. Like, by the April 30th, the virus should have gone from them. Just them.
Got you, yeah. Yeah, I got you.
If they're all in isolation, which the clubs could make that happen.
Yeah, so if all the players are in isolation and they recover, technically, whoever's fit and whoever hasn't got any symptoms could play behind closed doors and finish it off in terms of the technical aspect of finishing the league and the points, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely can't play with fans, right? That's not going to happen.
No.
We don't know how far this is going to stretch. I'd even say even August, September, the next season even could be a struggle, you know, like completely.
Yeah, it might start off behind closed doors or something.
Yeah, because the issue is if they keep delaying the league and they keep saying, oh, we're going to finish it off, we're going to finish it off, it's going to run into next season. And then if next season starts late, then the season after that is going to start late. And it's like a domino effect continuously. Yeah. The one thing that I think is a certainty, and I'm sorry to all Liverpool fans, even if they win the league and they become champions, it's never going to feel the way it would. Because the fans aren't going to be there.
Yeah, the fans aren't going to be there. They can't go celebrate. Like,
can't do a
they
parade. Can't go
on. Yeah. None. Yeah, it really won't feel like it.
And it sucks. I've had my fair share of like disliking Liverpool in the past because of, you know, of certain fans. But to be fair, I'm actually rooting for them at the minute. I think they deserve. I mean, they deserve to win. Even if you're not a fan of Liverpool, or even if you don't like them, you can't deny that they do not deserve to win the league. No, you can't deny that they
fully deserve to win the league this year.
Yeah, but the issue is like what then happens with the other clubs? Relegation, you know, West Brom, Forest.
That's my thing. Is like, okay, so say they do play behind closed doors.
Yeah,
they play four games, and they have to stop it again.
Yeah,
Liverpool have won the league now, but unless they play every game, they can't actually have won the league. Like,
no.
They can be called champions, but as soon as the league isn't finished, it's taken away, because if no teams get relegated,
yeah,
you can't have a winner
exactly
without a loser, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you can't give the league to Liverpool, but then say, oh, we're not going to relegate you guys or promote the other teams.
Yeah, because then you're taking away, like, well, why is Liverpool's win more than like League One or Championship or
exactly,
League Two?
I did see that the FA have cancelled. I think it's stage 5 and 6 of the Football League. I think that's been. I'm not sure what actually exactly that is. I think that's been suspended now.
Mad.
But it's all awful without football, man. Like, it's just...
It is really, like, really empty.
Yeah.
We're actually talking about potentially all getting in, like, a Discord call and just having a FIFA game set on a...
Oh, that'd be sick. What, clubs?
No.
Oh, you literally watch just the game, yeah.
Yeah, you just put two AI against each other.
Oh, that would be sick.
We all just have a few drinks.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. I saw a Football Manager of Now. They made their game free, right?
Yeah. Pornhub have finally made it free in the UK as well.
Let's go.
Yeah.
The whole country goes wild. Nah, I think I think certain companies are acting quick. Obviously, you know, McDonald's, KFC is all shut down now. Rightly so. If we're in lockdown, you can't go anyway. But delivery is also shut down. It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
You know what? I was talking to JJ about this, and we were saying, imagine if we had no internet.
Well, Josh actually had a power cut the other day, and he saw the darkness.
How long for?
I think internet was down for like a few hours.
Oh no.
Or like 2 hours, yeah. I was there like, nah. There'd be riots if there was no internet, I think.
Yeah, there would be. Because
people would be bored.
Think about it. Because JJ was like, oh, we'd read a book. And I said to him, how many books do you have? Like, not on your phone.
I was going to say, I got like two.
Yeah.
Actually, I got one right here.
Oh.
I'll read this.
Nice. What's it called?
It's called... The Purpose Driven Life.
Damn, I need that right now.
What on earth am I here for?
Wow.
Yeah, it is a very deep book. Toby's parents got it for me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's sick. Yeah, to be fair, I think...
The purpose of your life. I actually might start, like...
Bro, read that.
I said I was going to read it at some point. I need to start reading it.
Give me a copy, I need it. But to be fair, I think I'm half unmotivated because of the lockdown, but also... I'm spent ammo crossing a lot.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, because of the stuff we have to do now, obviously, things like Warzone, Animal Crossing,
yeah,
stuff like that, it isn't impossible to just stay inside.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, guys, just play games. Play more games.
Yeah.
This is the perfect time to get good at Fortnite, get good at Warzone, get good at Animal Crossing.
Esports about to take off.
Esports is going to take off right now. Yeah, for sure, man.
And there's going to be bare babies in 9 months.
Oh yeah, yeah, bro. Yeah, for sure. Anyway,
so many babies.
If you guys check this out, Simon, I'm about to blow your mind. Okay. If your internet does go down in these troubled times, at least you will have data on your mobile phone, which is why this podcast is sponsored by Mint Mobile.
Jeez! I was waiting for it.
Yeah. So if you're still using one of the big wireless providers this year, have you asked yourselves what you're paying for? Between expensive retail stores, inflated prices, and hidden fees you're being taken advantage of because they know you'll pay. Enter Mint Mobile. Jeez. Mint Mobile provides the same premium network coverage you're used to, but at a fraction of the cost because everything is online.
Online.
Mint Mobile saves on retail locations and overhead, then passes the savings directly onto you.
You.
That is definitely part of the future, by the way. Like, literally, that business model there is going to be everywhere, right?
Yeah.
You don't need stores anymore.
No.
Maybe this quarantine is going to show us all that we are made for. We're built for staying indoors. But anyway, carry on. Sorry.
Mint Mobile makes it easy to cut your wireless bill down to just $15 a month.
That's actually ridiculous. Every plan comes with unlimited nationwide talk and text.
With Mint Mobile, stop paying for unlimited data you'll never use. Choose between plans with 3, 8, or 12 gigs of 4G LTE data.
Use your phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number along with all your existing accounts, contacts.
I was going to say, what are you on about?
I'm reading
something else. Ditch your old wireless bill and start saving with Mint Mobile. To get your free wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/whatsgood. That's mintmobile.com/whatsgood. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/whatsgood.
And as always, the link will be in the description to redeem. So yeah, thank you very much to Mint Mobile for sponsoring this podcast. Make sure you guys check them out in the description.
They got a special place in my heart, you know.
Why?
Because it's called Mint Mobile.
Oh, Mint. Yeah, yeah.
There,
yeah.
Like, that is genuinely, like, if I was going to create a mobile network.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Mint Mobile.
You should buy them out, bro.
I don't know if I got that kind of money, bro. I'm saving for toilet paper right now.
Yeah, bro. You know what? It's mad. I remember at your place, I think they ran out of toilet paper. So JJ ordered bear. You know, you guys got good. You're good right now.
The thing is, I don't understand. Right, so people were buying, you know, like 100 rolls each. Yeah. I have one set. I think I had a set. I have a pack of 9.
Okay.
And before this whole coronavirus took over,
yeah,
I'd only used one.
Okay.
And since they said, like, well, actually in about the last 2 weeks,
yeah,
I've not used the roll yet.
What?
Like, I am so sparing with it.
Okay, yeah, nah, bro. I'm the opposite. I use way too much.
Yeah, like, I'm honestly, these 8 rolls I've got left will last me another, like, 4 months.
That's amazing.
I don't get how people are here. Actually, I do. I used to do it as well.
It's always amazing how this podcast always just seems to end up between us talking about poo.
Yeah.
Multiple times. I always see comments like, this podcast was the best ever because you guys spoke about poo. I'm like, why do you guys like that, though?
It's real. That's why.
But yeah, the panic buyers have been insane. I know supermarkets now have cut down to, like, you can't buy more than 3 items of each one. It's just crazy that, like, that whole mentality of I need this more than everyone else needs this is just selfish.
Yeah,
especially if you're not someone who, like, you know, I'm not. This is not my example on toilet paper now. You know, I assume everyone needs toilet paper equally. But
if you're someone that doesn't poo,
yeah, but you know, if you're someone who's, like, completely healthy and you're taking, you know, an item that someone needs for their actual well-being, then you're a dick.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
And even on lockdown, we've seen it, you know, in China, Italy, even on lockdown, you're still able to access the shops, the supermarkets, obviously, because we can't starve. You can't, you know.
Have you been to a shop recently?
I haven't, but Laura has.
So I keep seeing memes of, like, all the shelves being empty.
Yeah.
Except for Coronas.
Yeah. Is that true?
So me and JJ went to one.
Okay.
Like, what, about 8 days ago? Something like that. And all the shelves were empty, but the alcohol shelves, you know, had a couple left, except Corona. Corona was the only one that was completely empty.
Oh, wow. It's probably all the TikTokers.
I was going to say, like, I swear people were actually just buying it for memes.
Yeah, I think so.
Admittedly, I saw it in somewhere in Europe, they were selling a 12-pack for €1.60.
Wow. I know that sales were down for Corona, the beer. I'm not sure if it's still the same now. I mean, in comparison to everyone else, I'm sure so many companies are taking losses right now.
Yeah. That, honestly, the fact people don't buy it because they think they'll get Corona.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Like, that's actually, it baffles me.
Yeah, times like these, it just shows you that people are mad. Some people are mad.
Yeah.
But now, yeah, hopefully you guys are staying. Yeah, just stay at home. There's no reason to go out at this stage. If you've got a garden, obviously, if you've got like a balcony or a window, still try and get fresh air. I mean, if you still go for your, you know, one walk a day or whatever, just make sure you do stay at a distance. And don't be that guy who, don't be that guy who asks your other friends to do something, you know what I'm saying? Because that's worse. Because then you put them in a position where it's up to them, you know. Make sure you don't ask someone to do that. Just stay at home, play Xbox, play PC, PS4, Switch. I felt like I was legally obliged to name them all there.
Bro, I was having this talk with the other guys earlier.
Yeah.
If this had happened while we were in the house.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been so much nicer.
Yeah. To be fair, if I was still living in Nottingham and you guys had the house, I think I would have just driven and quarantined myself in your house.
I mean, it would have been like, we would have had a nice garden in this, this weather.
Yeah.
With a pool and a hot tub and a gym.
You could vlog still as well. Because I feel like that's your main worry with your main channel now is that you can't really
And
vlog.
We got four people if you'd come down as well. Like, we've got a bunch of people just in this house with all these activities. Like, we could have had little, like, movie nights and stuff.
I'd have been mad, yeah.
Bro, it would have been so dope. Now everyone's kind of just like, I'm so happy I live with someone.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, same. I mean, I'm happy that I live with my wife because, I mean, you can't see Talia now.
Yeah, but I got JJ.
you got JJ in that little weight that you're squeezing under the desk. That's definitely not something else.
I actually stopped. Thanks for reminding me.
Fair play.
It's not a weight. Can we clear that up?
I know. I don't know what to call it, though.
It's effectively a spring.
Is there a name for it? I'm sure there is.
What do you mean? It's a wrist strengthener.
A wrist strengthener. Wait, I'm thinking of that thing you squeeze.
Yeah, I'm squeezing it.
Is that shrinking your wrist or your... Okay, yeah, I don't know much about exercise.
I think it's forearm and wrist.
Okay. It's like two... It's like a... You know what? We're talking about the same thing.
We should definitely
try and do more like Discord calls and like the FIFA thing you mentioned.
Yeah, we should do some stuff that's not like live for people. Let's just have like some time, because we started just before, I'd say, what was it, like a month ago? I went to Hawksmoor.
Yeah.
And we all went and got a steak and stuff. And it was just it was just a thing where we were like, yo, let's just do this. Let's try and go, you know, once every couple weeks, everyone just goes, gets dinner. We'll definitely have to do it when...
It's back to normal. We should definitely, because I know that when I first moved to London, and I guess it was the same with everyone, because everyone kind of moved at similar points, we all used to go out a lot more, and we kind of stopped.
It's because, like, everyone just has loads of stuff to do, innit?
Yeah, it's
like, if I look at the calendar, like, a month ago, there isn't a day where all seven Sidemen are free, unless we are filming a Sidemen video.
And at those points, it's time to chill, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I find it really difficult to have like downtime, because what I'm doing, and especially with the new gaming channel now as well, on my Pokemon channel, I'm doing a lot of what I enjoy, but I'm still kind of not performing, if you know what I'm saying. I'm still filming, streaming, whatever. So I kind of don't have any downtime, but that is my downtime at the same time. So it's kind of weird.
Yeah,
I'm not very good at switching off, is what I'm trying to say. You know,
no, I'm the exact same. My only time to switch off now is I finally started a new anime.
Oh, what are you watching?
I'm watching My Hero Academia.
Oh, I hear a lot of good stuff about that.
Yeah, Thomas. You know Thomas? Plays for UTR.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was just like, yeah, that's a good one to watch. Do you watch
your subbed?
Depends how I'm feeling. I actually change. I watch subbed normally.
Yeah.
Dubbed if I'm like watching it in the background.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, like if you're playing a game while watching it, you have to have dubbed because you can't see. if you're in bed, I guess you just watch it subbed, right?
Yeah, because then it's a lot like you're feeling it a lot more.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to mention, which is this doesn't affect me at all, but the Sidemen U2s are coming out.
Yes. They're actually sick.
They're sick, man. Like, I messaged, right? I was like, I really want these. I think I messaged in the group chat like three times before Vic finally replied.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Well, Randolph isn't obviously, you know, there's no need for Randolph to say they're sick. He actually wants them.
Oh, no, yeah. So like, I saw them and I was like, I want these. And I know they're going to fly off straight away. So I was like, can I buy... I said to Vic, I was like, can I buy them like from you guys or whatever, just not online? Because I know that I'm going to be slow to the gate and they're going to disappear. Bro, I've got a channel based on collectibles. I love this type of stuff.
you should do a video.
What, unboxing the Cybermen?
You twos.
But then, that could be sick, but do I open them?
That's true. Oh.
So, Vic, can you send me two?
Nah, you could open...
Nah, because if you open them and put them back, then you... I mean, to put it this way, I'm not going to sell them. I want to keep them. So,
yeah,
I could open them and do like an unboxing video. That's actually a banging idea, you know?
Yeah.
Unboxing the Cybermen. Yeah, I'm doing that. Let's go. Yo, cheers, Simon.
those are all coming out. Obviously, Cybermen is a bit of a struggle right now.
Yes.
Because we had the escape room, obviously, that went out the other day was pre-recorded. And this Sunday's one was also pre-recorded.
So
and
I feel like
people are going to... Yeah, it's annoying because I feel like you have to specify. Like, you have to be like, oh, this was pre-recorded, everyone. Because people are going to be like, this is so irresponsible. You're seeing each other, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But we're trying to think of ideas right now.
It's tough because you guys have kind of like progressed and evolved so much that the content is at a point now where it's hard to keep that level of content while being indoors.
Yeah, and we can't separate.
Yeah, like, separated.
Yeah, like everyone could come here and we could film something for main channel, but everyone can't come here. That's the issue.
You can't. Yeah. And true. Even more side, then I guess you're gonna have to do more gaming, right?
Yeah, we're going to do a lot more gaming. We actually filmed three yesterday, two that weren't gaming. We're basically, you see how the podcast worked
in
terms of everyone has their camera. We're just doing that style. So everyone has their camera and it's just kind of like.
So you can still do mini games and stuff like.
Yeah.
Lyric challenge type thing.
Yeah, it's still effectively the same thing of. Like the same as people sat on the couch and then someone standing in front of them saying it. It's just that person has just done a different camera.
Yeah, and just more work for the editor.
yeah.
That's fine, though. I was going to say, like, I spoke to you offline or off the podcast about my Pokemon channel. I'm super tempted to do like a... Because I've really started enjoying gaming, man. Like,
now is the time to do it.
As a creator, yeah. So I'm thinking I want to kind of like branch out with the content. I want to do like Randolph Pokemon because I do love what I do with Pokemon, and I can't for example see myself dropping. I post every single day, so I can't see myself dropping a Pokemon video for Warzone or something like that, or FIFA or something on this channel. But I still want to do that type of stuff, you know. I still want to do like maybe like a Forest Career Mode type thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's now. As I said, now is the time. Like, if you're gonna do it now.
But it means I have to change my channel name. That's something I'm always nervous about doing.
Yeah, I remember Deji saying when he changed his channel name to Deji.
Yeah,
it started messing with his channel.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if I'm going to do it and I'm going to like have the years of this, then it's best to do it early as possible, right?
See how it goes. And right now, you might not even notice an effect because there's just so many people on YouTube.
Yeah, true. Yeah, maybe I'll just pull the trigger then. Because I want to, like, obviously my website's like PokeRand, and that's kind of like my username on the Pokemon stuff, but I don't want to call myself PokeRand on YouTube because just in case people search for Randolph and just don't find me anymore. So I'm going to do Randolph Pokemon, I think. Like, Max Mofo has got that. He's got Max Mofo Pokemon. It's a bit of a trash channel name, but it tells you exactly what it is. So.
Yeah. Gets in a search engine probably as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, figure that out. And you got anything else?
Nah, I'm just going to try and obviously I've got the main channel video that went up the other day. I'm going to try and get a couple more.
Yeah.
It's hard to do, obviously.
Mm.
But yeah, hopefully. Hopefully we can get some main channels.
The good thing is that the audience know that, you know, we're in different times, right? So.
Yeah, they won't expect.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what? You're not doing Simon in public, what?
Yeah, but I mean, like, even on main channel right now, like, I live with JJ, but JJ ain't going to stand and hold a camera for me for 8 hours.
That's true, actually. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Even though he's got not much to do, it's like,
yeah,
he doesn't want to do that.
Nah, he wants to sit in his pants and play Warzone.
Yeah, so it's like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, come on, bro, you got nothing to do. Yeah. So it's like, I am going to have to just lower the quality, but hopefully people understand.
that's the trouble when you have different channels. So for example, Sidemen and yourself with the MM7 games, it's like you could do more content that you do. You could do more style, like more gaming style or more desk style content. But the trouble is you do that on your second channel. So yeah. it's not like you can all of a sudden just start posting second channel content onto your main channel now because you've already defined the two, you know?
Yeah, I fluffed it.
Bro, 3 years ago or whenever you did, well, a long time ago, you should have thought about it today, bro. Contingency.
Damn. Damn.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think that wraps up.
Yeah, obviously, sorry this is a short one, guys, but there's not much going on in general. It's remote right now, so.
Yeah, we thought next week, obviously, firstly, a guest.
Yeah.
Secondly, we thought maybe it'd be a good chance to get an occasional like question or two from either of our Discords.
That'd be good, actually. Like, get a fan on or something like that.
Yeah, because then it's like, you know, that's like the one time it's a lot easier to just get that.
Yeah, obviously, we can't really do it usually when we're at your place because, obviously, Simon and I are the only two people who sort the podcast out. We don't have, like, someone who films for us, for example. So we can't actually get someone on the line, and we don't use headphones either, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah. But now we're at home. We've got our setups. It's kind of normal. We can do more of that style of podcast. So that's something we're going to look into if we can get the technology right.
Yeah, obviously, this week was a lot less, like, we were a lot less able to plan it.
Because yeah, well, I mean, obviously, we were just going to go film as normal. And then, obviously, things changed really quick. You know, lockdown, shouldn't be meeting each other. So we had to kind of pivot quite quickly.
Yeah. So, yeah, next week, we'll step it back up.
Yeah.
I might move the What's Good podcast and the light into my room. Just
oh, do that. Put them back. Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
I'll take a picture of it and let me green screen it on the Mac of mine as well.
Okay.
But yeah, yo, guys, thank you very much for watching, listening. Appreciate it. Make sure you go and check out Mint Mobile in the description. Yeah, let us know. I guess let us know some topics that we can talk about next week. Obviously, I guess right now there's less trending topics and it's more evergreen topics. So let us know in the comments. Yeah, that's pretty much it, I think, from my end.
Yeah, that's it from me as well.
All right.
Thank you guys for watching. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Bye.